back with another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Who are we at now, Bob?
We're at the number 25 team in the Brick House team previews, the New Orleans Hornets. No, they're the Pelicans now.
Ooh, okay. You know, one of those teams that I fully get why they're here, but I just didn't imagine they'd be here.
No kidding. 2 years ago, they're the eighth seed in the Western Conference playoffs in a very competitive playoff, beat out the Oklahoma City Thunder for that eighth seed, right. Played the Golden State Warriors. In 2011, Matt,
yeah.
There was a famous trade, New Orleans Hornets at the time with the LA Lakers. Now, back in 2011, the Hornets were taken over by the NBA.
Yes.
The owner could no longer afford to run the team. The NBA took over the team temporarily while they searched for an owner. Also in 2011 was the NBA lockout.
Right.
We missed some games, and the season ended up starting on Christmas Day in 2011.
Which is a fun way to start the season, but also not a way you want to start the season.
Not for us basketball junkies,
sure.
Definitely not. So what happened was this lockout happened because some teams said that they weren't making money and they needed to change the amount of basketball-related income that is split. It used to be 50-50 split between the owners and the players,
right.
And the owners complained they weren't making any money, especially the smaller market teams.
Right.
So they needed another 7% of BRI, basketball-related income, which David Stern fought hard for and got for these players, for the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a big thing about the lockout was having parity or more equality amongst the teams, both small market and big market.
Right.
So right when the lockout ended and a trade happened between the NBA-owned Hornets to the LA Lakers, the biggest team in the NBA, the most popular team,
right.
David Stern had to step in because they were trading Chris Paul, the best point guard in the game, to the Lakers, one of the best teams, most successful teams that just get free agents so easily.
Sure.
The trade was famously vetoed by David Stern for what he called basketball reasons. And a couple years later, they sell the team to Tom Benson, who also owns the New Orleans Saints, and they end up getting the first pick in the draft in Anthony Davis. I say all these things because for today's episode, Matt, I've got a very special guest for us.
Oh, we have a guest.
We have one David Stern tied up in the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dangerous
usually
to get him
here.
Usually
he does the tying.
We had to send someone to the space station where he's been living. He has to stay in zero gravity,
sure.
To maintain his allure. We've shot him up with sodium pentothal.
Yeah, Matt. That's the what is that called?
That's also known as truth serum.
Truth serum, yeah.
So he's been foaming at the mouth for a good 20 minutes. We're going to go back there and ask him a few questions.
Well, this is fun. This should be some stuff that people haven't heard before.
I mean, it's really on my bucket list to ask him some of these questions. I've always wondered as an NBA conspiracy theorist. So now's our chance.
Okay.
Let's go talk to David. Thanks for being here, David. Apologize again for the circumstances, but it really is an honor to meet you. It's also pretty scary, too, even though you're all tied up.
I just want to say I had nothing to do with this, but I will be staying because I have a few questions for you myself.
I got nothing to hide, boys.
You seem pretty loose. Are you loose?
I'm loose.
Bob, can I ask the first question? David, what did you really mean by basketball reasons?
Don't you see? The reason to say basketball reasons is there is no reason. It's not a real reason. That's the only reason I gave. And people bought it. They wrote their columns criticizing my reasoning as bullshit, but I never had to give another one. Sometimes I really crack myself up.
Isn't it true that you just sold the owners on a new collective bargaining agreement that would promote more parity in the league? Owners were afraid of more super teams like Miami, and they didn't like the idea of players being in control. They didn't want them picking where they went and going only to the biggest markets.
I'm sorry, was that a question?
Didn't you veto the trade because it was the best point guard in the league going to the biggest franchise mere days after the lockout? Didn't you know that this would look bad for you and the owners?
I thought you guys were supposed to be basketball insiders. The NBA owned the team, so at the time, ostensibly, I owned the team. Basketball reasons is what I said, so I didn't have to say I'm getting commission on this sale, and Goran Dragic and Luis Scola and Lamar Odom isn't going to get me that fuck-you money from our team buyer. Anthony Davis, on the other hand, that's fuck-you Pimp Island money.
Wait, so you're admitting to rigging the draft?
Of course we rigged the draft. The guy just bought the team.
Yeah, but you didn't give the Kings the first pick when Vivek bought the team.
I gave the team over Seattle. Plus, they're horrible negotiators, so fuck them.
So the owners don't care about you rigging the draft or the Lakers winning?
It's like pro wrestling. Of course everyone says they want to win. I had just got the owners 7% of basketball-related income. Do you know what 7% of the new TV deal is? Have you seen me once since I retired?
Well, 7% of $24 billion is $1.68 billion.
No one gives a damn if the Lakers win, or the Cavs, or the Warriors. They have Pimp Island money now because of me. Come on now, boys. Carry me to my jet, or I'll have you both killed.
Isn't he not supposed to be able to lie? He's still full of the truth serum, right, Bob?
We should probably just call that a wrap, then, on the David Stern Brickhouse interview. I don't know where it is, but I want to go to Pimp Island.
Yeah. I don't have any knowledge of what just took place. Don't come after me.
Yeah, we should probably edit this whole thing out.
Right.
Well, we were probably pretty lucky to get out of there alive, Matt.
You know, I hate to use the word killed, but people have been disappeared for less, you know? It's good. We're back. We're ready to continue. That was fun, though. We should try it again sometime.
Let's talk about who left and who's added on this team, who's not owned by the NBA anymore.
Bob, the Pelicans changes could also be known as bye-bye Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. Hello, more shots for Tyreek Evans. When you have Anthony Davis, you want to surround him with as much talent as you can. So if you lose Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, Norris Cole, Kendrick Perkins, Tony Douglas, you want to sign Langston Galloway, Solomon Hill, Etuan Moore, Terrence Jones. Granted, they drafted Buddy Hield and Cheick Diallo.
And now, the starting lineup for your
New Orleans Pelicans!
They have Drew Holiday at point guard.
Drew Holiday, right. Well, for as long as he stays healthy, he seems to have some chronic health problems.
They have Tim Frazier to back him up, but one of the benefits of having Norris Cole is they were able to kind of have a decent replacement for Drew Holiday when he was injured.
Yeah, Tyreek Evans does not make for the best backup point guard. I mean, if you want your point guard to pass the ball, that is.
Right. Plus, Tyreek had knee surgery and won't even be ready for the start of the season.
Wow.
Yeah, so then they have Osick down at the center, down on the post with Anthony Davis. It looks like the other two positions, the shooting guard and the small forward, could be Langston Galloway and Solomon Hill if they don't want to start Hield right away.
I figure they're starting Tyreek Evans and Dante Cunningham at 2 and 3 spot.
Right. Well, while Evans is injured.
Right.
Yeah, Cunningham, they could start there too.
This is year one of a new 5-year deal for Anthony Davis.
Right.
The similarities between his career and Kevin Garnett in Minnesota early on are already really obvious to me. It's really sad to see one of the best players in the league squander his time on such a bad team.
He's not squandering it necessarily.
Right, or have his team squander it for
them. Yeah.
They just got the All-Star game in New Orleans this year, so right. I hope Anthony Davis returns back to the All-Star starters level player.
Yeah.
the hype on Davis really seemed to have all transferred to Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
This past year and now in this offseason. But I think if Towns and Davis were to switch places, that I would automatically put Minnesota probably in a top five seed in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes me think that even though Towns has stolen a lot of the hype from Davis that Davis had 2 years ago, that Anthony Davis is still, at least today, the much more valuable, superior player.
Yeah, and his numbers really didn't dip at all last year as they did from the year previous.
Right.
I think the hype just, people expected him to score 30 points and average 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
So when he didn't do it. But when he ends this contract, if he stays in New Orleans, he'll be with New Orleans for 9 years. So he would still have 4 more years to go to equal a KG length of time in Minnesota.
Wow.
I really hope for his sake, and just because I like him, I think he's a good player, I hope that it'd be fun to watch him battle it out with the Warriors or the Thunder or the Spurs.
Absolutely.
Because you want to see great players play each other.
Record prediction.
So how many games do you think they win, Matt? Last year they finished 30-52. Although, as we said, we're really snake-bitten by injuries.
I think 33-49.
Okay. I had them right around there. I had them 32-50.
Yeah.
About the same as last year. You know, losing Anderson and Gordon is definitely not going to help. But you got to expect that the players they do have on the roster will be more healthy than they were last year.
Yeah, health goes a long way, even if your players aren't as good. Just having healthy bodies sure helps.
So if they're going to beat the Golden State Warriors.
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat
Buddy Hield shoots so well that everyone assumes he is on Golden State, and Golden State starts letting him score even more points.
They just start working it around the horn to Buddy Hield.
Yeah, because they think, well, this kid's shooting really well. He must be one of us, so let's feed him the ball more.
He's kind of got Brandon Rush's haircut.
I know these are the lowest, these are our worst teams, but I'm going through these and I'm like, man, these guys are not going to beat the Warriors at all. None of these guys. What do you think, Bob? How do they do it?
Well, I think if the Pelicans are going to beat the Warriors, they're going to have to use some Silicon Valley help.
Okay.
And what I would recommend is that the Pelicans invest in a Silicon Valley startup that is focused on cloning. They get their money in early with the cloning. Again, with these teams at the bottom of the list, they're going to have to take some significant risk to possibly beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to take that risk for them in these suggestions.
Right.
What I'm saying is you invest in the cloning company, you put Anthony Davis in the cloning machine, you get 11 Anthony Davises and maybe one Buddy Hield to take on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
I could see them possibly beating the Warriors with that lineup.
Okay.
And Tyreke Evans is definitely not invited to be on this team. We don't need a clone of him either.
He might want to get in, but we don't have room for him.
Yeah, but really the truth of it is game 4 2 years ago when the Pelicans were up 20 points to the Golden State Warriors going into the fourth quarter, that was their best chance to beat the Warriors.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Monty Williams arguably lost his job over losing that game.
Right.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt.
Yes.
Personal anecdote question for you.
Yeah.
We live in a world where everyone has a clone. Anthony Davis has 10 of them in this world.
Except Tyreke Evans. He doesn't.
Tyreke Evans, no. They revoked his clone card. So in this world where everyone has a clone, Matt, you can date any celebrity clone.
Wow.
Who would it be?
Wow, that's tough. I've always thought it was weird that, you know, like Gisele Bündchen is a twin. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I always thought it was weird that someone who looks like her is walking around wherever she lives but is not her.
Just a librarian.
Somewhere. Yeah. So I've always thought it was weird that Basically, what I'm saying is identical twins are weird, Bob. That's
especially if they're cloned.
Yeah, yeah, clones. What angle would I want to take? Are we talking about dating because fun or enjoyable, or maybe because people will think that's the person and I'll get the benefits from that?
See, my wife asked me, why don't you just ask Matt what celebrity he would want to date? I was like, no. The clone has so much more complications
to it. Right, because of what I just said. So, like, I could say I would want to date Kate Middleton's clone because maybe I would want people to think I was hanging out with Princess Kate.
You would probably get invited to the royal palace.
Right. But then that would start the rumor of, well, is Princess Kate cheating on William with this schmo from Los Angeles?
You could be beheaded too.
Yeah,
I see.
So that's a...
That'd probably be a risky clone.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would start there.
Man, this is tough. There's so many... Maybe I shouldn't overthink it. Is that what's happening? I'll go back to one of my favorite actresses, Kristen Bell. I saw she's in a new show.
Oh, yeah.
Big Kristen Bell fan, so we'll go with the clone. Plus, if they get along, Dax Shepard, who's married to Kristen Bell, seems like a cool dude, so we could get along there.
He's got that awesome laundry machine that you can load the clothes in midstream.
Oh, that's actually, that's why I'm in. Yeah. I want to use that laundry machine.
On the next episode of Brick House.
Oh my gosh. On the next episode is the favorite team of the Brick House
podcast.
Yes,
we did it.
I can't wait to see what our Brick House investigative team digs up on this one. If you don't know who the favorite team of the Brick House podcast is, you clearly haven't been listening, but here's another clue for which city we're going to preview. NBA players say this city has the worst food in the NBA. Worst food options. We'll find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.